Thank you. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిష్ఠానంద శివద్వైత వరాధర శివాశంతో భక్తుంది శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ గో గోపినాథ శ్యామ సుందర రాధా సుందరు గిరి గోవర్ధన సామేత భక్తుంది giving quotation from many scriptures about the supreme position of chanting the holy name of Krishna. Savanam kirtanam dhyanam hare radhuta karmanam janmakarma gunanansa tadatthi akila sreshtitam ఇత్యాది అశ్వినేవ పురాణి తత్వ పట్టతి. డిస్కసింగ్ జన్మకర్మ, జన్మకర్మ గుణాన్ని కృష్ణాస్ నేమ్, కృష్ణాస్ క్వాలిటీ, కృష్ణాస్ ఆర్మ్, కృష్ణాస్ ఫ్యాక్టైన్, కృష్ణాస్ ఎంటరేజ్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ Krishna is above everything, they are one, absolute truth. So any of these items you chant is as good as chanting the holy name of Krishna. There is no difference. As in the material world there is difference between the object and the name or other paraphernalia. In the spiritual world, they are all the same. That we require to understand. Because we have no spiritual understanding at the present moment, we sometimes are misguided, thinking that at Krishna's first time, with the gopis, some rascal people take it as ordinary dealings between young boys and girls, but it is all transcendental. It requires, service attitude to understand. The whole thing, the basic principle of understanding Krishna consciousness is surrender. Nobody can understand except one who has fully surrendered his sevanamukhehi jivadu. Sevanamukhehi, one whose attitude is to serve, not to challenge. To him only Krishna is revealed, not to others. Atasri Krishna Samadhi, na bhavet graiham indriya. These blind senses, material senses, they cannot understand. Sri Krishna Namadi, beginning from Krishna's name, because devotional service begins from the chanting of Krishna's name. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, not of others, only of Vishnu. People are imitating. There are so many imitations. That's why Krishna's name. Let there be Kali's name, we chant. And there are so many rascals, they say, that either you chant Kali's name or Krishna's name, it is all the same. The Shastra does not say. Shastra says, Harin Namanu Kirtan. Here is also Siddha Swami quotes from Shastra. Harin Namanu. हरे अद्भुत कर्म श्रवणम कीर्तनम ध्यानम हरे अद्भुत कर्म अद्भुत किसका एक्टिविटीज आर ऑल वंडरफुल अद्भुत नो ह्यूमन बीइंग कैन डू लाइक दैट हरे अद्भुत कर्मनम कर्मना जन्म कर्म गुना तदक्षे अखिल स्थित At the same time, tadakshe, for him, for his sake, akila cheshtita. Any endeavor for pushing on Krishna's glory, that is also as good as chanting the holy name. When you go out for canvassing, for pushing on this moment, people may not see it. That you are not chanting at that. Suppose you are canvassing for enlightenment. That topic is also as good as chanting Hare Krishna. Because akhila cheshtita, one's life must be dedicated simply for Krishna's service. So anyway, do it, resolve it. Absolutely. Tadakshe akhila cheshtita. Itchādhyasvinneva purāne tattva-tattva pattate. Śrīdhāsāṁ says, in this purāne, mahāpurāne, śrīmad-bhāgavatam, these things are explained everywhere, and as well as these things are explained in all other Vedic scriptures. Purānantavesa, pāpakkhayasya-bhavati smaratānatam ahar-nisamiti. These are the authoritative statements. Therefore, we have to follow the acharyas. They teach us nice authorized verses from various Vedic literature and present people. The Siddhar Swami says, Purana answer. In other Puranas also, it is stated, Pāpakkhayasya bhavati smaratānatam aharnikam. Anyone who is always absorbed in your thought, no material thing can affect him, cannot touch pāpakkhayasya. And if he has any sinful activities in his past life, that also becomes nullified. Pāpak-śvayam bhavati smaratāna tamhanya. Anyone who is always, that Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, that yogināmati sarvesāṁ madgata antarātmā, one who is always thinking of me within himself, that he is such class good, yogināmati sarvesāṁ. There is no need of speculating. Simply, this easy process, thinking of Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, yoginam api sarvesam. All big yogis, there may be. But a person who is always absorbed in thought of Krishna within himself, he is greater than all such big yogis. Greater than the greatest yogis. Guinamati sarvesam. Madhgata antarātma. Madhgata means his life is so modest that he cannot say without thinking of Krishna. Madhgata. He has become absorbed. That is samadhi. Madhgata antarātmā, śuddhāmād, not for artificial make-so, but śuddhāmād, with faith and love. Śuddhāmād, bhajati yūmā, samī yuktatamā. But how this stage can we attain? This stage can we attain only by persons who have developed pure love of God. It is very easy to understand. If you love somebody, all else you are think of. In this material world also, we so called love. If a boy loves some girl or a girl loves some boy, naturally he thinks always of it. So, to think of Krishna always means you must develop your love that is there within yourself, everyone. Krishna bhakti mukta siddha. It is eternally true, eternally fact, that you have got your love for Krishna within yourself. Simply you have to revive. That process is easy, very easy. It's just deepening thing, Krishna, or the Krishna life. Krishna life is within everyone, Nitya Siddha, eternally true. But it is covered by material contamination. And by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, these nasty, dirty things will be clean. Tritadatmana marjanam. This is a policy. Policy. Just a mirror, you polish. You can see very nicely the reflection of your nice face. Similarly, if you polish your heart by chanting Tritadatmana marjanam, then immediately you develop your dormant love of Krishna. And as soon as the dormant love of Krishna is awakened, immediately you are liberated. Bhava Mahadavarminidvapanam. Liberation means to get out of the blazing power of this fire of this material existence. That is liberation. It is simply change of consciousness. That I am thinking in so many ways, my consciousness is polluted in so many ways, but when you think that you are eternal servant of Krishna, that is your real constitutional position, then that very understanding makes you liberate immediately. Papakshaya bhavati smaratam tamahun tatrivasa tasma Sankirtanam Vishnu Jagarmangalam Jagarmangalam Anghatam Jagarmangalam Anghatam. Siddha Swami gives his comment. Tasma, therefore, Sankirtanam Vishnu Jagarmangalam Anghatam. The world full of sinful reaction. See the Sankirtan movement. It's pushed off. There will be peace, there will be auspicity all over the world. It is not that we have introduced a new thing. It is sanctioned by the shastras and accepted by the authorities. Tasma, he said, Tasma Sankirtanam Vishnu. Vishnu, not any other. Not for the of the demigods, Vishnu, Sankirtanam Vishnu, Jagat Mangalam, Anghatam, Mahatamati, Kaurabha, Buddhi, Uikantika, Nishitam, Ittadi. It is not only good for the sinful person. Those who are exalted Mahatmas, they should not change. They cannot change. If they are actually Mahatma, they cannot change like that. But there are so-called Mahatmas, they think that they are very much exalted. They do not require this Sankirtan. Siddha Swami says that this Sankirtan movement is not only for the persons who are sinful, but Mahatmas. Mahatam, Sarvesham, that is the verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam. Everyone. Akamas, Jalakamava, Moksha Kama Udarati. Tibrena bhakti yogena jadita paramapur. The Siddhartha Swami also said, Mahatama ki kaudabha vidhi vaikaham sitam skitam ityadina. Mahatam, Siddhartha Swami said, those are thinking that I am liberated, I am very exalted. Imagination is also not perfect. Unless one takes to this process of loving platform, there is no possibility of being liberated. When Bhagavad Gita also confirms this. Bhavanam janmanavanse jnanava. Jnanava, those who are speculating on knowledge, they are called jnanavan, jnani. But that jnana, that speculative knowledge is not sufficient to give you liberation unless he takes to devotional service. They may think that they have elevated themselves very high by speculating process, but unless they take to this surrendering process to Krishna, Bhavanam Janmanavanse Jnanavan Mahantavanse, Vasudeva Sarvamedhi Samahasana. This is the verdict of all Vedic scriptures. Mahatama pi kaurabha. Sammak sankirtana deva mucchat. Sammak sankirtana deva mucchat. Simply imagining that I have become liberated, that will not help. Maya is so strong that simply your concoction that I have become liberated will not do. Is not fanciful imagination. One has to take actual process for becoming liberated. That is that here Siddhartha says, Samma Kitanadeva Mucha. Simply by perfection of Sankirtana, one can become liberated, not otherwise. Kincha Tathasati Kimati Manadaya Dadasa, Dadasa Jini, Smarayi. Now, argument may be forwarded that if this simple process, simply by chanting the holy name, one becomes liberated, then why there are so many sastras, Manadi? Mano is supposed to be the leader of giving all sastras. There are 20 kinds of sastras, dharma sastra, vinsati, dharma sastra. So, what is the necessity of the dharma sastra? Actually, there is no need of dharma sastra. Krishna also says the same thing. Sarva dharma antarshti. There are 20 kinds of dharma sastra, religious principles in the Vedic literature. Beginning from Manu, Parashara and other great sages. So, Siddhartha Swami is also putting forward the argument that if simply by chanting the holy name of God, one becomes liberated, even the Mahatmas also, they have to take to this process, then why, what is the necessity of so many 20 kinds of dharma sastra? So, from the conclusion of various Vedic literature, there is no need of studying even the dharma sastra. Otherwise, why Krishna says that sarva dharmanam paritaj, sarva dharmanam means the dharma sastra. Simply said, people are so rigid and so, how do you say, dogish, that they do not like to surrender to Krishna. For them only, so many different ways of convincing. Otherwise, the whole purpose is to induce him to surrender to Krishna. Veda is the sarvai ahameva veda, Krishna says. All these Vedic literature, they are meant for bending, discover ethics to come to this point. Therefore, there are so many ways of. Otherwise, the ultimate goal is to surrender to Krishna and chant his holy name. Thank you very much.